I will move that we approve the resolution prohibiting the sale of cigarettes and all other tobacco and nicotine products in unincorporated Garfield County to those under 21 years of age. Allow the chair to sign.
All those in favor?
Aye.
I say nay.
County Commissioner John Martin spoke about why he did not support the resolution.
This is going a little bit too far in taking away certain rights. I understand that smoking and what have you is very unhealthy, and I don't encourage you to do it at all, but it is a right that has been levied. We need to honor that with all the other things at age 18, from being married to voting to all everything else. I just can't support changing it to 21.
In March, Governor Jared Polis signed House Bill 1033, giving city and county governments more authority to regulate tobacco products. Governments around the state have since taken the opportunity to enact their own tobacco policies. In August, Carbondale passed a resolution banning the sale of flavored tobacco products, including menthol cigarettes and chewing tobacco. Carbondale has also raised the purchasing age of tobacco to 21. Similar resolutions have been passed in Pitkin County and Glenwood Springs, and other counties in the state have also passed resolutions raising the tobacco purchasing age to 21. During their Monday meeting, Garfield County Commissioners also raised concerns over the ambiguity of the new state tobacco rules. Commissioner Tom Jankowski said the state laws are still questionable, specifically when it comes to county enforcement authority.
With this resolution, we're going to raise the age to 21. Yet we don't really have any enforcement authority. If we do that, we're just, you know, asking our vendors with tobacco products to follow those, our resolution.
Commissioners sent a letter to Representative Perry Will and Bob Rankin. In the letter, the board says they believe the underage tobacco issue would be better addressed as a statewide regulation, allowing tobacco vendors to comply with the same regulatory system throughout the state. The letter also says that if a statewide regulatory system seems unlikely, the language of HB 1033 should be updated to clarify enforcement so that the Board of Commissioners could feel more able to create local regulations. KDNK News, I'm Lucas Turner.